Okay. We are now holding at Parshas Emor, and the piece that we're in Pasuk Chaf Beis, Peir Chaf Beis, Pasuk Chaf Ches, Veshor Oseh Osas Benoses Shishu to Biyomecha. So there's an Issa to Shecht, an animal and its child in one day. So what's the reason for it? Mishosha Mitzvah, the Chinuch explains, Sheyit no Adam el Liboy, Kashkochas Hashem Baruch Hol Kol Mine Bal Chai Mechlal, Ve'im Hashkochos Alei Miskaimu Le'olam, Kashkochos Bedvarim Zeo Kiyumo. So he says as follows, it's, the main reason he feels is because there is a Hashkocha V'Kadosh Baruch Hu on the Mine Bal Chai. Let's explain, we've seen it before sometime. There's different levels of Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each person as individual is very important, and therefore there's Hashgacha on a personal level. Hashgacha meaning that we see and understand activities as being specific to the person. For instance, I am right, and I am obliged to say that the reason why certain things happen to me is to educate me, teach me a lesson, etc., etc. Animals, we don't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have a hashgacha with each animal that Bessie the cow did this and therefore this happened to her. But the hashgacha that does exist is that there be cows. It exists at the level of a min. It's the Chinuch Shita, the Rambam Shita, the Chinuch Shita, and so on. The Hashgacha is always perceived in terms of the Min rather than in terms of the Prat. So, if we take a look, there is no Issa to Shecht the Keah. As a matter of fact, the Mitzvah, to Shecht it and one eats the bus and so on. But the activities that sort of exterminate the Min of the cow. And there are three mitzvahs that I can think of offhand that fall in this category, like, as the Chinuch says. One is sirus. In other words, I'm allowed to kill the cow, or the bull. I'm not allowed to be mesaris it, because sirus directly affects the continuation of the min. A second one is also spinoza, as we have over here. It sort of represents as if you're trying not only to kill a cow, but to exterminate cowdom, so to speak. And third of all, you have the Is of Kilayim, where in a fundamental way you're trying to change the min. So a person in keeping with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, that there be cows, there be dogs, and there be cats, and so on, each min is, so this is a mitzvah that's also going against the grain of that understanding. He says, and the hashkocha is what keeps it. The Chinuch says, hashkochose bedvarim zeo kiyumam. The hashkocha, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a continued interest in keeping the min going, is why the min exists. Valkein le'yivatlam and amin le'gam ke'olam. That's why a min doesn't become, it never ever becomes bottle. I'd like to make an interesting point about this. It refers back to things in Kedoshim, that the Chinuch says, but let's talk a little bit about it. One of the things that we come to accept as facts is the classification of animals onto different levels of species. You have a phylum, you have a species, you have a genus, you have a family. You have different levels of it being of being related to each other. Now, the truth be said, this can be organized in many different ways. You can, if somebody needed to, you can organize animals by height, by weight, by what hours of the day they're up, by how strongly they bite. There's, you know, classifications are really in the mind of the classifier. So scientifically, we have a taxonomy of different animals that is appropriate in line with most of what we feel are the significant activities. Genetically, it's up in the air because you can and cannot you know, there are genes that are very similar, genes dissimilar, but on a psychological level, we can classify to many different levels. The Torah picks the word min. It says lemino. How do we classify a min? What level of that is called min? And the answer is, the Rambam says the halacha in halacha, in as regards kilayim, a min generally is defined as those that can reproduce and produce offspring that can reproduce. So any type of dog, there are millions of types of dogs. And for instance, if we were to ask an outsider, we were to take some Martian and show him a wolf, a German Shepherd, and a Chihuahua, and we would ask him which of these two are related. Looking at it, the wolf and the German Shepherd would look a lot more alike than the Chihuahua would. And yet, you can't breed really a wolf and a dog, but you can breed dogs. So there's a min, but generally speaking, is classified as things that are breedable, because that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu is koveya min. So even though we have minim that have been exterminated, but as the chinuch says over here, we know that a min will never become exterminated. So, for instance, if let's say the spotted owl would be exterminated, the spotted owl is not significant because owls are owls. And also on another note, evolution can happen at that level. There is a proof, one of the proofs of evolution, I don't say proof, but one of the, is they show you that the butterflies in London, as London got smoggy, the butterflies changed colors and so on and so forth. Certainly it's true. Once we're talking about in the level of a min, you take a look at parents who came from Sweden, and they're very fair-skinned. The kids born in Israel are dark-skinned. At a certain level, the human body or any body is extremely adaptable, and it has either the chemical material like the, you know, pigments in the skin, or genetic material that can at a low level, it's made to adapt. And that's why it's certainly that happens all the time, every time. But once you're talking about transcending a min, that's a whole different world. So within mindom, there is definitely transitions. And the haftocha lo yubatlam and a min legamri kol mi oilo. So if scientists point to different types of animals that have become extinct, if they have become extinct, we've uncovered things that we thought were extinct or not. But if they become extinct, it's not a min. If owls are a min, the Torah speaks about Basiana, which we assume is an owl. So different types of owls will become extinct because they don't have a shem min on it. But owls, as a min, will not become extinct. V'afal pi shashkachos min odem b'frat, k'moksav t'mal tzidish k'azriya asei gimel, even though there's a shkocha protis on a person, loike min shaval chayim, it's not true by animals, adarkal b'min yosem Hashem shkachos baruch hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the shkocha is b'klolius, v'alkei nimnanu milekale se'ilon v'anop yachtlem v'zeh. So as a remez of that, to destroy the tree and the root, and the branch together, that's something which is being mashkes to min. If I can sort of give a visual picture to something like this, there's sometimes a person is cutting in his yard, he's harvesting fruit. A person needs leaves or something. A person even wants to cut off branches for firewood. So those are all activities that he doesn't tear out the roots. He sometimes maybe even cut down the tree because he wants wood. But if you see a person taking everything out with the root, you know that he's interested in eradicating that from his yacht. His tachlis is not the roots and not the somebody uproots a tree with the root together. It's not the tree and the roots he's interested in. He's interested in not having the tree there. So when you kill an animal and it's born, there's a certain sense you're trying to be oikar demin. It's as if a person wants to exterminate that species. Void no chaloyma. That's one. Void no chaloyma, second point. Beinyan al tzad poshet kemoikein shule kvoya benafshenu midas hachemlo. It's a certain element of Rachmanis. There's a certain element of Rachmim that not to leave some. In other words, when you uproot something, it and its child, it's something which is extreme. It's more painful. So a person is created to be eat meat. We have to eat meat, actually. Vegetarians are notorious for having B12 deficiencies, and yesterday we can make it officially, but a human being needs to eat some animal form to live. But within that context, we still need to do it in a way that has chemla to it, and therefore not to kill it and its benoy. I want to add one point to this. We keep thinking in terms of, when we think of Rachmanis from a sort of a secular point, we think of pain. So in the terms of pain, first of all, you can kill an animal pretty painlessly, but oises benois, even if they're not one in front of the other, and it's a certain sense of things that have it and its child slaughtered in one day, is something which has a certain ruthlessness to it. So even though it's not that the animal feels more pain, but there's a certain sense of it having more achzarius to it, that the Torah is keeping us away.
Does this blend into, how does this blend into, the Gemara talks about with Alkan Sipor, like,
right.
don't jump to right. that conclusion.
In Parashas Kiseitse, we talk a lot, it's spoken about a lot. By and large, what most Rishonim seem to say, and Achinuch along with them, what we're not allowed to say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's impulse of Rachmim. In other words, we can't attribute our feelings. If I were to tell somebody, why did this guy do it? It didn't help his business. He said he had Rachmanis. So what you mean to say is he was governed by certain feelings that got in the way of his seichel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not as if he has an emotion that pushes it back one another, but what is correct to say is he wants to teach us Rachmanis. So it's perfectly appropriate to say that the Talmud and Mitzvah is to teach us Rachmanis. It's not appropriate to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sort of pushed to it by. I was once flying on a plane from South America, sitting next to an older Arab. He was a Yorid, and in America, and he lived near Borough Park, actually, and was upset that his kids were leaving the old Derech and becoming Americans. But that's a side point. He's an interesting person. And then he got into speaking a little bit about Islam, and he said, he made two remarks that were interesting. One was, he said, Islam's the only true religion because it's a religion of the heart, not of the mind. And so it's like, it's all because we feel this way, not because we can prove anything. But the second thing was, he started humming a prayer, about God being Rahman, which he asked me if I know what that means. I guess, but I asked him, he said, let me tell you what Rahman is like. You ever know you get very angry with somebody and you have it out with him and you're really, really upset. And then time goes by and you say, yalla, let's forget it, slap each other on the back and get on. That's God. So I was thinking to myself, he's taking emotions, and quite crude emotions, and injecting God. So Muslims are very, very careful about not drawing God as in a picture, but his portrayal of God having the emotions the way he would have, really is, it didn't, it just made God back into a being of sorts, quite a small being. Okay. Next is Pasik, Perikov Gion Pasik Beis. Dabal Meisov Mate Moade Hashem Ashitikres Amikre Kodesh Elohim Moadoi. So these are Moadim, Ashetikru Oisam Mikroi Kodesh. Those words, Ashetikru Oisam Mikroi Kodesh, is not clear what that means. Taichin words literally, Tikru Oisam, you shall call them days of, you know, called holy days, convocations of sanctity, I think is the translation. What does it mean exactly? So the Ramban has a pshat, and then he'll quote Unkelis, who says a simpler pshat, but let's see his pshat. Vitam mikroi kodesh. What does mikroi kodesh mean? Sheyu beyom hazeh kulam kruim v'nesofim lekadesh oisai. The word karu means, it's like when you call out for people to come together. It's a gathering. That's why it's called a convocation. That's, for those of you who have the English translations embarrassed, convocation is that they call together. Kulam kruim v'nesofim lekadesh oisai, thereby to sanctify the day. Ki mitzvah al Yisrael li kabetz beis alekim b'yom moed. It's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to gather together beis hamikdash on a yontiv. Likadish hayoyim farhesi b'tfilah v'halal lekeil b'kuksus nekiya. To be mekadish today with public tfilah and halal b'kuksus nekiya, dressed appropriately. V'lasas yomishtah, and to make it a day of celebration. Like it says in Tanakh, in Nehemiah, go eat, send food to those who don't have, ki kodesh yom ladonenu, ve alte otzva, don't become sad, ki chedus remu uschem. Vehine, mikro kodesh, miloshen krui haida. The word mikro is like gathering the people. Achin yochla kruim. So the word mikra is the place where you gather together and so on. Now, let's talk about this in an interesting way. One of, you know, when a person grows up at an amaretz, or a person doesn't know much, he's a bal tshuva or whatever, so going to shul on Sabbath and holidays is a high point of the week. Yeah, that's what a person is supposed to do. And, you know, I don't do this, I don't do this, but at least I go to shul on Shabbos or on Yontif. Then, so a lot of it has to do with the fact that by the goyim it's like that, the Iker is, you know, coming and so on. A person gets more learned, so a person says, it's not a big mitzvah, It's a hiddur tefillah b'shtzibur in davening, but you know, a person begins to see it that the halachic structure of it is not as strong as, it's not like the most important mitzvah in a week, so a person can become lax or doesn't give it the chshivas it requires. The Ramban says if a person comes to see more learning, some learning is dangerous always. You're right. There's no particular chiyuv. You know, if someone were to ask you in halacha, coming to Shabbos for coming to shul on Shabbos, what is it? So I would say, okay, it's. I mean, there's the dinner tefillah on Shabbos, same like all the other week, and tefillah bet sibur is not even clear that's a chiyuv. So we kind of make light of it. But the truth is not like that. The teichin of yontif is the getting together to mehalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we look at it in terms of the chiyuv on the yachid, we get one picture, but if we look at it in terms of the expression of yontiv, the gathering of Klal Yisrael together, dressed in the nicest, being Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the most, and it is very, very important. I actually know somebody who, it's the person made a cheshbon, you know, whatever it is, because the family thinks it's a little bit easier for his wife, that, so he, derech kol, stays home Shabbosim, doesn't come to davening, a person who's a ben Torah, but he sort of grew up on his own, and he has that feeling that, you know, at the end of the day, if you look at Mishnah Berurah, and you know, he was coming to Cheshbon, this is a Doraisa, ben on Chavero, and Chesed, and so on, and going to Shul is, so, it probably is on a technical level, maybe there's something to be said about it, I don't know if there's something to be said about it, but on a technical level, there's an argument, but if you're talking about the Teichen of Shabbos and Yontif, is Klal Yisrael getting together and making a Yom Mishnah, Yom Simcha, and so on. The unkelis aso meloshna she yikores hambarasayom. The unkelis taich is yora, which means happenings. Loshna meora. Bechol yom she yoru tasoisem kodesh. In other words, any time when there is an event, mark the event with samyantiv. Rabbi Seinazal omru. Areim b'machol b'mishtok z'zdikia. Kloimash, they chukam etzko b'chok shayamim. Atas the mikro shal kodesh l'shanoisim b'machol malvishko l'kodesh. And zid as unkelis. So either it means whenever an event happened to you, you should celebrate it. So mikro means like ashe yikres chem b'achos hayamim. Eilu med Hashem ashe tikro isom mikroi kodesh. In other words, you should sort of perpetuate those events or to turn that day into an event. Similar to the way we use the word event in English. It's something unusual that happens to happen. Okay. So that's Ramban. Now there's a chinuch here who speaks about the following issue. Lamaisa, we understand on Shabbos why a person is supposed to not work. Not working on Shabbos is the key of Shabbos. We shall Kodesh Baruch Hu rested after 7 days and so on. What about Yom Tov? Why? I mean, we went out of Mitzrayim, fine, so why can't I go into the office? Maybe because of slavery, I guess. So let's take Sukkos. So he says like this. Mishrosh HaMitzvah says, Kedei Shenachsho Be'inyan HaMoed B'nesh Shenasa Lanu Bo. On Yom Tov, we take off so that we can think a little bit about the yontif. And if a person was to be occupied with his work, he can't think about anything. I mean, he's busy in his office. How's he going to think about Yetzias Mitzrayim? I'll be marach on this inyan later also. The chinuch says the same thing. The next mitzvah, it's reish tzadik ches. Mishrosh mitzvah kedei sheyisku Yisrael anisa magdol mishrosh Hashem lemavaseim v'yedabru bom v'yedim lebneim deim. Talk about it. Teach it to your children. Kimitoich hashivish so meiska olam by abstaining from work. Yepnuim lasik b'zeh, they'll have the time to be osek in these inyanim. Shilu hoyim utarim b'mlocha v'afil mlocha kala. If the Torah would allow us to do something, even if it was something simple, everybody would go into his business, and the kids would forget about the antif, and the adults would forget. So the important thing is, and this is something which I guess sometimes lost on us, the purpose of yontif is, it's not resting like Shabbos, but it's to be osik in yom. There's a special chiyuv on yontif to be osik in yom of yontif, to learn about it, to talk about it, to be osik in it. Ve'od yesh to'alos rabbis b'shvisa shemiskapsin kolom b'batik nasiyas b'batik medrashas d'shmoa d'bei sefer. There's another mila. If we're not working, you come to shul and you learn. Ve'rashi om yadrichum v'yilamdum das. And people will teach them. The rabbanim will teach them. So yontif is meant to be a learning time, and a person is supposed to use that time for it. And that's very, very. It's the reason for not working on yontif. So on Shabbos, if a person sleeps on Shabbos, at least there's some sort of kiyum of Shabbos. If a person sleeps on yontif. Only sleeps yontif. There's no kiyum of the etzem inyan of yontif. The etzem inyan yontif is to be osek in some sort of the shivisa on yontif is a chetimtza to be osek in some sort of Torah. Okay, let's see the Rambam also. There's a Rambam here on what yontif is supposed to look like, and it's interesting. Sometimes some Rambams don't have atzlocha. They get sort of shoved aside. The Rambam says, "Afal pi shachilu shtiyav ma'ados b'chal mitzvah sesei." Even though eating and drinking on Yom Tov is a mitzvah sesei, Doesn't mean you eat and drink all day. This is the appropriate way to do it. You get up in the morning, you go to shul, you daven, and you're laying in yad yom. You go home and eat something. You go back to shul, to Beis Medrash, and you learn for half a day. And at the half day, mispal and fills mincha, you have mincha. V'chayzim atem, you go back home, lechol v'lishta shayom ad alayla. Then you eat and drink. So, half a day, people, you know, and it's the right way. Chalamoy, this is morning gear. On a yontiv, usually, most of the time, by the time you finish davening, it is sort of chatzais, close thereby. But on chalamoy, the way to spend chalamoy is half day to learn. Now, the Rambam says, and when a person, when you're eating and drinking, being happy in Yontiv, a person shouldn't get into drinking and lightheadedness. The more I drink, the more happy I am, the more happy with greater mitzvah, the happier I am, the happier I am, I drink for the happiness. It's like, you know, for each mitzvah, I take a l'chaim, and every l'chaim is a mitzvah. So that's a, you know, so the only limit is the bottle of vodka. Nothing. So he says, why not? Shas shichrus vaschoik harbe. V'kalos haroish, drinking and lightheadedness, excessive lightheadedness, ain't a simcha, it's not a simcha. Elohoilos v'sichlus. It's sort of being wild. This is, there's no mitzvah to be wild or to lose it. Now, this is probably one of our great, one of the inyanim that's least understood, and one of the things we have a hard problem with. In America, Baruch Hashem, life is easier, and people want to have fun. There is no word for fun in Lashon Kodesh. Fun in the sense of prikasol, we're being carefree. The word happy is a word that's used for two very different emotions. And if I can give you, I always point out a place where you can see these two emotions side to side. If you go to a chasana, and Let's say one of the chasana kala are older and it's been a long road, and the parents are taken down to the chuppah, the emotion that you can describe is happy, and the words and that simcha, you feel, you sense there's something sacred about it. It evokes a certain reverence for that emotion of simcha. There's also a bunch of young kids draying around the bar, drinking, and drive themselves crazy. And in English, that's called having a happy hour. They're very happy, whoopee. That's not Lashon Kodesh description of simcha. That's an emotion that evokes disgust. It's not an emotion of toiv. It's a kola nos. It's a person. The parents marching the chasna kala down have reached a climax in life, and that's where their happiness. And these kids have sort of thrown off the yoke of life, and that's why they're free to be wild. It's a very, very different. The term happy hour. Those are not simcha, and therefore that's not simchas yontif. He says, there's no mitzvah on that. He says, Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, Tachas HaShavat HaShem HaKecho B'Simchut of Leva Merav Kol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu faults us, Netochacha, for not worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simchut of Leva. Why weren't we happy when we had all the good? HaLamadeto, you learn from this, Shavod HaBesimcha. Avod HaShem should come from the emotion of Simcha. V'Ev Shalos HaShem Lo Yimitach Schoik, Lo Yimitach HaSoyish V'Tach Shichus. There's no avodas Hashem. The person who, when you touch a note of simcha in a person, it makes them feel more energized to be over Hashem. In those moments, like we say, the chuppah, that happiness expresses itself in tefillah, with haidah, with ruchnius. The wilding of those guys is not something that brings any avodas Hashem. It cuts all the corners. Plus, and then the Rambam says, this is a Rambam that certain modern circles would probably be censored out. Chayovim bezen l'hamid shotim regolim. Bezen needs to have guards, policemen, during Yontif. They should look in the gardens, in the orchards, in the rivers. There shouldn't be any mixed parties. I wonder how well that would go over today. And it should warn people. A mixed gathering when it's a little bit out of bounds, sort of has a way of is slipping into the improper. Gracious Arab national the Simcha, people should not mingle socially while they're in Besimcha, Volimshko Biyayin, and not get into drinking Shem Davera. It's too easy when the wine flows freely and the atmosphere is easy and pleasant and men or women are mingling, it's easy for lines to be crossed. So there is a chiyuv on Besden to make sure it doesn't happen. Akapanim, the main point of the Rambam is the one that really is important to remember is that Simcha is a unique emotion. It's a very spiritual emotion. It leads a person to Avodas Hashem, inspires a person to Avodas Hashem, and it is an absolutely necessary greeting for Avodas Hashem. A type of state of mind or emotion that is hefech that, is hoilus and sichlus, it's not simcha, it's not avodas Hashem, and not only is that a mitzvah, it's quite the contrary. Okay. Thank you very much, Yoni.
Of course.